Good afternoon, good evening, good metal. My name's Coop and welcome to the Spoken Metal Show. So here we are. All roads lead to Saturday, the 1st of July. Metal to the Masses, Merseyside, the final. We've come all the way here. Look how far we've come. What an interesting set of heats we had. What an interesting competition overall we've had. And now we're at this stage where we get to the final. The business end of this, where a band that wins goes and plays Bloodstock. The roadmap that I talked about of being in a band, how do you get to play festivals, how do you get to the fabled next level, as bands always talked about, it's here, it's now, and it's happening on Saturday, the 1st of July at the Zanzibar. And this whole competition has been fantastic. You have to remember that, you know, every year when Andy does this in Deathwave, there's a moment where I'm sure he thinks about never doing this because it's so complicated and so many moving parts. It's not just a case of getting a couple of bands on a bill and seeing what happens. It's put together. It's trying the best bands, the best example of the music from our area to represent ourselves at the final and then obviously at Bloodstock itself. You know, last year, you only have to look at last year to see what Novacrow did, you know, what they did with that opportunity. Grasped with both hands, you know, the Kitty and Novacrow, all the images were the poster child for the whole Metal to the Masses campaign. You know, they were all over it, and rightly so, because they're fantastic. But it was just a wonderful example of the fantastic music that is generated from the independent, underground and unsigned scene. And that's exactly what Metal to the Masses has always been about. It's something that's incredibly important, and long may it reign. And so we lead ourselves now to the Zanzi as well. The Zanzibar has been very good to Metal on Merseyside and Metal to the Masses and everything that we've tried to do. That they've been very, very good with us. It's one of those great venues. But this year, we got the chance to go over to Molly's Chambers in Birkenhead, to prove that it isn't just Liverpool-based, it's Merseyside-based. It's Metal to the Masses, Merseyside. And it was wonderful to go to there. That was a fucking great show. Everybody was there. That was a great show. That's a great venue as well. It was really nice to highlight that. And then think about the other things that's been achieved. That now that this show is a 16-plus show, so finally we can get people that are under 18, between 16 and 18, can go to the show and enjoy metal. And these are the fans of the future and potentially bands of the future. This is where it starts for them. And to go up and down, I do these silly line runs where I'm going and taking pictures and video of people to show that there is a scene out there. There is no scene in Liverpool. And there's a wonderful young contingent now discovering metal, getting into the scene. And it's so healthy. It's the in. It's the blood coming in to kind of feed this whole wonderful beast of a scene that we have. And then you have a look at the individual heats, and I won't break them all down because there's other shows for that. But there's such a diversity of music as well. You know, it wasn't just like fucking four very similar bands each time. They were very, very, very eclectic. You know, you only have to look at the last show, Molly's Chambers. You know, Absalon's a completely different band to Meru. It's a completely different band to Acid Fairy. You know, and that went through the whole of this entire campaign and this entire competition. And I say competition, but it isn't that we're fighting each other. We're fighting to prove that there is a scene and is there a voice in Liverpool. You see some great work going on with James and stuff, and the things that are going on in the Manchester scene, the wonderful stuff in Ireland and the wonderful stuff all around the UK. Of these multiple heats, many, many bands, and it's like really hotly contested. And we're starting to have that now again back in Liverpool, which is incredibly important. Liverpool and Merseyside, which is incredibly important that we see that. Because this is one facet of proving that there is a scene, and it is that people are interested in, and it is of worth as well, that the music actually being created is of worth. That it's artistically valid, just as valid as the other regions. And so we get to the final, and the final's a weird one. I mean, it's always an event, but this time we're going to sell this out. And, you know, all right, every single time I'm saying this is going to sell out, But I'm hoping that you're seeing when I'm saying it's going to sell out, that you see me filming these things to show that it is selling out and that it's full of people. This one, this final, is going to be one of those ones where we're going to be knocking people back at the door. I really hope you're not one of those people that gets knocked back at the door, but it's going to happen because that's the success of the scene. We're also going to have situations which are arising now where there's going to be other gigs going on around the same time, which are going to affect shows. Once again, it's another sign of a successful scene. You know, the day before, on the Friday, Gospelheim and Omega Thrones have their show at the Outpost. It's the same time that the Maiden are playing. And, you know, there's always going to be something on. But that's great. You want that. You want those many, many different things. So any particular day, you can, you know, over the weekend, you can go and look and see all these great bands playing. It's a flourishing scene out there, ladies and gentlemen, a flourishing scene. And there are some people that need to be name checked. I've already checked and we're going to do it again. And it's Andy at Deathwave. It's not easy, folks, doing this. It's not easy. One particular heat, and I'll spill some tea right here, that completely got demolished because there was cancellations and there was problems and whatever. And it happens, and it must cause him, you know, endless nights of sleepless nights just trying to get this together, and he gets it over the wire. There's some other people as well, that's particularly at Zanzibar. Brandon and his crew there do really, they give a fuck about getting, does this show sound good? Does this show look good? How can we get it to be the best it can be? And these are people fighting for your scene and fighting to make this a better scene. You have John, who does the door and stuff and looks after the voting and kind of making sure that's all quality and people are able to vote and see what's going on, looks at the door and all that. Like, invaluable. Phil, who takes all the wonderful photos, you know, every single band, I see this all the time. I mean, Phil's got the magic eye anyway. He's a great photographer. But Phil's doing all the photography. Every band, the next day after they play the Metal to the Masses, they're all using his photos, and they're all big. That comes electronic press kits and EPKs and what have you. And they use all of his videos and his pictures and stuff. And rightly so, because it's amazing. These are all unsung heroes that are part of the scene and part of what's going on. And don't think for one second I don't see the people that come to these, all of these heats. I see you. I know most of you now by name. I certainly know you by face. And, you know, come and say hi as well. I know these people that come to these shows regularly. And that's very heartwarming that they come to the show, even if they don't know who's playing or they don't know the bands particularly personally or whatever. They still come to the show. That's supporting the scene. That is really supporting the scene. Apparently, there's going to be some tickets on the door and the £7, but give that up. Fucking give that up. It's going to be one of those ones where, you know, you don't want it to. I mean, I said to Brand, I said, what's the fucking record for this place? Because that's what we want. We wanted to over deliver on this. And it's absolutely fucking amazing because these pictures and the videos that I will take there go around and they show people, what, there is a scene in Liverpool. What the fuck? And then that gets them to start asking who's booking in Liverpool and who's promoting Liverpool. And then from that, they can start getting booked. It sounds so simple, doesn't it? But that's what needs to happen. So people go, oh, it's viable for us to put a date on Liverpool. Let's add that into our tour now. And then very soon it becomes the norm. And that's how you start to get bands playing the touring circuit more in and around the Merseyside area. That's how it happens. We're already seeing the shoots of that happening. We had the fantastic Carcass show. We've got Obituary coming up, Trivium. There's some fantastic shows going on because it's now seen as a viable place to play. It's already beginning. You are at the beginning of a scene and you are part of a scene. Now, you didn't come here for me to tell you like how good the fucking scene is. You know, because you've been there. And if you don't, what the fuck are you listening to this podcast for? This is, who's going to win it? Let's get right to it. Let's get right to it right now. Who's going to win and go and play Bloodstock? Fucking hell, this is the toughest one. And I've got some of them right and I've got some of them wrong. I thought Ogun would get distance, but, you know, on any given night, a band plays and they knock it out the park. And so we've got Indigo Horizon, Devil's Henchmen and Absolence. They are extremely different acts, completely different bands in every respect. And any one of those would work to play the new Blood stage at Bloodstock and do a fine job of representing this region. Who do I think's going to win? It still feels like it's the Devil's henchmen, because it feels like it's their time, and it feels like it's a, but I thought Absolence were, considering, you know, the vocalist had only just joined them, they were a force. They were a force. I think they're really going to be probably, I mean, they're all the ones to beat, aren't they? I feel as though it's closest Devil's Henchmen for me. But I didn't see the Indigo Horizon. I couldn't do the show. I was gutted about that because I heard they were fucking incredible. So it could be those as well. And it's often said, like, you know, music's the real winner here. And it is. You, the fan, are the real winner here, because you're getting to see three bands. These are unsigned, homegrown bands from the underground that are from your area, and they are the best of the best of what we're doing here. And you get to see them before maybe they get almost taken away from you and they go off to bigger and better things. You get to see them now being amazing, and you can chat and cheer for them before they get to Bloodstock. And that's it, so it's only three bands. We're giving the three bands full time to stretch the stuff. You're going to have to leave it all on the stage. You know, don't leave it in the judges' hands. And you're going to get to see the best of what Merseyside has to offer. I'm very proud of these bands. You see, some of these members of these bands are very young kids, just young people, just starting their metal journey, and they're playing some fucking frighteningly good shit. And the crowd is loving it as well. Now, you know, this is a 16 plus show, as I've said. So now we're getting to see people who've never even seen it at Pit before, maybe never seen a massive homegrown show. The biggest crowds they've seen have maybe been at festivals. So they get to see the whole thing, and we get to see it at a local venue. It's everywhere, all the way around, winning. And so, you know, whoever wins, and I like I say, I'll never lie to you, ladies and gentlemen, I'll always tell you exactly what I think. I think it's going to be the Devil's Henchmen, but this one is close. Good God, this is close. And this is what's interesting. You have the choice. Everybody always says, like, who's the judges? What happens with it? All that bullshit. You decide this, really. If you show up and go crazy for a particular band, that carries more weight than anything at all, because it becomes undeniable. Because you get to watch a band, and if the crowd go fucking crackers for them, it's undeniable. It has to be that band. They have to go forward. They have to win. That's what you need to do. If you're a fan of these bands, or you're friends with these bands, that's what you need to do. You need to go absolutely fucking crazy for the bands. But here's the thing. You also have to watch the other bands. Don't be that person, if you're friends with one of those bands, just watches those bands and then fucks off for a kebab or fucks off somewhere else or whatever. Watch the other bands. Why? Because that's how a scene continues. That's how a scene moves forward, and that's how a scene grows. You're always going to have your bands that you love more than others. Sure, that happens. But you've also got to turn up so those other bands can take those photos of them playing to great crowds. And, you know, metal, as I've said before, is a contact sport. It's kinetic. If you're going crazy, the person next to you goes crazy. It gets this wonderful vibe. Because we're not just playing for one band here. We're playing for our entire scene. We're playing for all of Merseyside scene, you know. And that's the thing that I'm most proud of, that we got Metal to the Masses over the line. We've given bands a platform, chance to shine, chance to play at the big show, at Bloodstock. And this represents a big thing for the Metal on Merseyside project, where we're kind of, you know, you couldn't have a Metal on Merseyside project if you didn't have Metal to the Masters. You couldn't have it. So this is our tentpole event. This is our tentpole thing that we make sure we can do the best thing that we can do. We can show off the best that we can be. That, in a nutshell, is what the Metal to the Masses for Bloodstock is. Where's the next headliners coming from? Where are the next great bands coming from? And where's the future? Where are we leading with this? And, you know, say, like, it's Indigo Horizon who win. What an interesting, diverse sort of sound that they've got. It's fucking really interesting and involved. And that could work on a number of levels. I want to hear more from Indigo Horizon. Look at Devil's Henchmen. It's thrash. It's old school, but a lovely new sort of tint to it. It's aggressive, but it's awesome. Then you get Absolence, which is almost kind of, I don't know, metalcore with strong progressive elements with, you know, all three of them are showing the best within the particular genres as well, the particular stylistically as well. And if you're on the fence, if you're not a fan of any of these three bands and you're only just coming to the show because it's the final, well, first of all, fuck you, you should come to the Heats. But you're still welcome, you know what I mean? Because you're going to be like, what? These bands are playing every sort of weekend. It's somewhere close to me and I haven't seen these yet. That's what I'm looking forward to. I tell you what I'm looking forward to. Absence is a good example. I'm waiting for the lead singer to launch into what he does best and for some people to go, what the fuck is this? This is fucking unreal. You know, hold on, I can go and watch this and it's fucking half an hour from my house and I can go and watch these bands. This, you know, what the fuck? This is a scene. It really is. And so this show on Saturday, the 1st of July at the Zanzibar, this is for all the marbles, but for more, as I've tried to illustrate, for more reasons than initially obvious. Yes, it's about a band going to Bloodstock. Yes, of course, it's about that. But there is so much more at stake and there's so much more for new bands as well. You've got to remember, there'll be bands in this audience now who are going to enter into the next Metal to the Masses. And that's where we're also looking as well, what happens then. And there may, or almost certainly will, be bands that will have been influenced by the bands that they see to join this Metal to the Masses. Isn't that an amazing thing? That continues, the whole process continues, the scene continues to grow. Fantastic. And that's this Saturday, 1st of July at the Zanzibar. I'd say go and buy a ticket, it's going to fucking sell out. Dude, just be one of those motherfuckers that has already got the ticket and can be smuggling and go, you know what? I'm going to get my ticket because I believed in the scene and I'm already going now. So it's cool. As always, thanks for listening. 100% see you this show.